Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Now, I know this normally happens on a Tuesday, but stranger things. Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. I'm still getting used to that, Alex Center.
It is a bit different. Every time I hear it, I think, is that me? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, Nee Chalios.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's a reason we're shooting the breeze today, and it didn't happen on Tuesday because I'm a silly old sausage. On Tuesday, for some reason, I had it in my head that it was Monday and didn't even ring you.
And the crazy thing is, you're not the person in the different time zone.
Yeah, weird, because you're in New York and it's 5 p.m. there the day before, which means you should be the one that's mixing it up.
I am mixing it up, but I got this one right.
Well, yes, you did. You go, because you sent me a Facebook message going, are we still on for today? And I've looked at the date calendar and I've gone, oh, it's not Monday. Yeah. It's actually Tuesday. But anyway, here we go. Better late than never. TikTok is fast becoming the leader in decision making for the music industry. What's happening here, Alex?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people talk about the fact that if you're an artist, you are thinking about, you know, how do I get my music to the most amount of people and distribute in a smart way? A lot of people are using in the industry TikTok as a launching pad. So we've seen a number of major artists start by becoming viral on TikTok with, a snippet of their music being sampled and then that going viral, and that's propelled them into the public space. At the same time, we're also seeing older pieces of music, such as Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, becoming a viral sensation, and ABBA hits becoming viral again with this new generation because of the sound bites on TikTok. And the interesting thing about the consumer behavior data that shows us is that TikTok users are more likely to spend money on music. So it's becoming very quickly a strong strategy for the music industry and the artists.
I wonder if those who use TikTok and listen to those little sound bites, because you're not allowed that long on TikTok with your videos and sound bites, I wonder if they've ever heard of a thing called YouTube, where you can listen to the whole thing.
Well, I think it speaks to the attention span of the market, right? 7 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds is what it takes to capture the interest of the person, and then they have to hear it a lot of times before they even bother looking it up.
All right. Attention spans. Like goldfish on TikTok, let me tell you. Hey, tough to swallow, Alex Center, in the age of Insta shots, but research has found that taking less photos can help cultivate memories around your special moments.
Yeah, so we often rely on technology to capture moments. So, you know, a lot of people, myself included, we use Instagram, we use Facebook as a way of getting a moment and being able to digitize it almost and share it with our friends and family. And that's an important part of capturing moments, and it's a great, you know, catalogue to have. But at the same time, we're seeing in research that often when somebody is using a special moment and making sure they're capturing it for social media, they actually tend to not stay in the moment. They're so focused on how will this look on our story, how will this look on Instagram, that they almost disconnect from the moment and miss out on the opportunity. So there are two sides to this. If you fuss too much with the camera and you focus too much on social media, you will not be in the moment and you won't really appreciate it. But at the same time, it is important to capture important moments and framing memories. So it's just about having a bit of a balance and realizing what uses up the most of our cognitive skills.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I see it all the time when I go on tour with our concert series, the Red Hot Summer Tour, especially with people down the front. They're living the moment through their phones and not seeing the bigger picture. And you're right, it really sort of takes you away from being in that special moment, and then you get lost. And you go, anyway, you've explained it all.
True.
And I see it happen. Hey, let's wrap up this morning. A new supercomputer has identified over 100,000 new viruses, including 9 coronavirus strains that we're not yet aware of. Should we have this information? And if we should, does it help us at all, Alex?
So this was created by a team of researchers. And they created this computer that is able to go through 20 million gigabytes of gene sequence data. And what that means, it's able to identify and trawl through biological samples and discover viruses. Now, this particular supercomputer discovered over 100,000 new viruses, 9 of those being new strains of coronavirus, which we're not aware of. the reason why this is important information is that it's a pretty major advancement, and it allows both governments and also our pharmaceutical companies and researchers to better expand their understanding of what's likely to happen, and also have a higher probability of recognizing infections earlier on, so that they don't actually progress to become pandemics.
Yeah, computers are an amazing thing. A huge amount of data that supercomputer is able to get through in a super amount of time. And, 100,000 new viruses.
Well, 100,000, yeah. 9 of those being corona.
Yeah, I'm not too sure I need that information, Alex Center from thebigspoke.com.au. But anyway, hey, a short period of time before we get to shoot the breeze again. We'll catch you next Tuesday, okay?
Thank you. Look forward to it.